The design of the scheme and the construction method were basically done by the Irrigation Commission people in Sydney back in the 1930s. Our job was to make it happen. There was quite a considerable amount of material and equipment on the site which had been there pre-1942. We went on from there. The concrete in the structure was pumped into position by a Law Knox concrete pump. To the best of my knowledge, that was the first one in Australia. It may not have been, but certainly the first one in the bush. Feeding that was pretty primitive, actually. There was a batch plant set up which was designed, to the best of my knowledge, by Eric Nicholas, and that worked very well. The structure consisted of two big hoppers, one with sand and the other with coarser aggregate, and that led by chute into either of two concrete mixers. The people running the mixers, like Johnny Boyce, would add three bags of cement to each batch. They would weigh in the sand, they would weigh in the aggregate, they would put the correct amount of water into the mixer, mix it up, and then discharge it into the Law Knox. In those days, the fitters were paid by the week, the carpenters were paid by the week, the labourers were paid by the hour, depending on what they were doing, so the rate changed. And any one labourer could be doing four different jobs in the one day for different rates of pay. And some of our migrant people couldn't speak very good English, but when they got their pay, they knew to the penny how much they should be getting, and there were some arguments over that.